Yes.
So you want to just say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to give us a little intro?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations, on weekend vacations. We won't have no
you take for all. Song because originally you were going to have the party around Valentine's Day. And so then after that, there's a few things we need to be aware of. A few years ago, a Dr. Gray made a lot of money with a book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Oh, different planets. Is that really right? Different solar systems is more like it. I've often looked at my husband and wondered, what galaxy are you from? So even though men and women may not really be from different planets, they do grow up very differently. For little girls, it's important to have a best friend and share secrets. Little boys don't do this now. Not having been a little boy, I don't know exactly what they do, but it seems to involve a lot of punching each other and making rude noises. And this goes on until about age 30. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. problem is when the little boys and little girls grow up and have to work together or even live together, that she wants the guy to be a new and improved version of her best friend. They should be able to talk about the relationship. And he thinks, if we have to talk about this relationship all the time, it must not be working. But it's not really their fault. You see, there are anatomical differences between men and women. I'm talking about the differences in the brain. See, the guy's brain is set up like a file cabinet. There's a drawer for home, a drawer for work, a drawer for sports, and so on. And he can only be in one drawer at a time. This gets the guy in trouble. His wife calls him up, could you bring home milk? Sure, well, if he's in the work drawer, if he doesn't make a conscious effort to close the work drawer and open the home drawer and think about getting milk, it's not going to happen. And then she says, you forgot again. The woman's brain, on the other hand, is more like her purse. Everything's touching everything else all the time. This also gets the man in trouble. Now, that's how this works. Say the man and woman have an argument before going off for the day. Well, then he goes to work. He's in the work drawer. And he's just thinking about work. But she, with her brain like the purse, while she's going through her day at work, running a Fortune 500 company, she's also thinking about what he said and what she said and what she should have said and what she's going to say, so that when they get back, she says, and about that thing, he says, what thing? But you see, it's really not anyone's fault. Way back in the cave days, the men had to be single-minded. They had to follow that animal day and night, never getting distracted until they could track it down. The women were the gatherers. They had to look at a whole field of flowers and berries and grasses and know which ones were poisonous and which ones were good to eat, so that the tribe would have something to eat before the guys got back with the meat. This explains why men do not like shopping malls. Now, stick with me here. See, the guy is programmed from way back to go in and hunt that down like a pair of socks. And there's all these distractions of music and lights and colors and choices. But the woman is in her element, selecting from all the choices just exactly the right thing. Well, there are just different ways to go about it. So in conclusion, I'll tell you about somebody, an engineer who retired after many years. And he noticed once he was home and he saw his wife cooking and preparing breakfast that it wasn't very efficient. She'd go back and forth many trips between the sink, the refrigerator, and the stove. So after watching this for a few days, he said, well, I asked her, well, why don't you just get everything at once and make this more efficient? So we asked him, well, oh, so did that work? He said, yes, it used to take her 20 minutes to prepare breakfast, and now I do it in 16.
Story about a guy whose wife said, you're not very romantic. And he said, well, I told you I loved you when we were courting, and if that changes, I'll tell you.
Thank you. of Hume by Johann Caspar Fischer.
What's the tambourine for?
Once
in a while, I kick it up and shake it.
Mm-hmm.